Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dace. After spending 12 years in the U.S. Navy, he then went on to spend 10 years as an over-the-road truck driver. He's now retired and able to do what he loves, which is being a tarot card reader. He has wanted to be one since he was a kid before eventually becoming one. He has studied tarot since 2008 after having obtained his first deck in 1999. It took many years of trying to learn his craft, but by 2010 he became a professional reader, having dedicated his life to becoming the best clairempath he could be. He has a small home-based business and often works for a psychic website. He's currently working for three. He doesn't pigeonhole himself into any one category, but as many things as we all are. He has been taught through the school of hard knocks, where teachers don't truly exist. Hard work and study have brought him to his today. He says, "I may not know a whole lot about any one thing, but I know a little about a lot of things, and hope I can share that with you." And so let me welcome Dace. Dace, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Dave. Thank you. I'm happy to be back. Looking forward to it. And have a great time.
Well, I didn't mention your website, which is on the World Wide Web. It's Dace, DACE53.com. Have I got that right?
Yeah. Yes, you did. Yeah, good job.
Good. Do you want to tell people what kinds of things that you do besides tarot reading?
Yeah, so I do a lot of crystal ball work, but it's really important. There's lots of prep involved for that as far as the client and stuff, but you'll find that on my website. A crystal ball, I read the Lenormand. I read Rider Waite Smith. I read John Holland's Psychic Tarot. I'm an angel card reader. I do some mediumship, but it's kind of hit and miss, but I do it on and off. So I'll put that out now. So if I hear something and I ask, it may or may not be relevant, because it might be relevant to somebody else in queue. If I ask you and you just, normally it'll be before the reading, okay, because it's kind of hard to go between like mediumship and tarot because the vibration level and stuff. But if we get to do one, that would be awesome. I'll put that out first. I always put out whatever I hear first. I don't need the date of birth. I just need the person's first name, like whoever they're interested in, or if the other party inside of if there are numerous parties inside the question, and their name too. Yeah, well, we're gonna know their name because they're gonna introduce themselves. I don't do twin flames. I've never touched that issue. I don't do that. So I kind of do it a little bit different because sometimes as a tarot card reader, you have to try to extract the most out of the question. And my ultimate goal is always really to try to get two answers out of one question. So sometimes I might help you rephrase it or to narrow it down. And I don't use spreads. Okay, so I shuffle the cards, which I do differently all the time. Each time, it's kind of unique. And I just lay the cards down. Normally, it's only 3 to 4 cards, But I could do a spread if, like, if you went to my website and you say, hey, I, when I say spreads, people who are familiar with tarot know what I'm talking about. But you could look that up. There are hundreds of thousands of them. But typically a spread is like a 12-card spread. So what we're doing here is we're doing short ones. So it is condensed, okay? And then if you want to expand on it, then a spread, it's just cards in different positions, and each position means something different. So you can cross-reference things. You can see if the future makes sense with the past and things like that. So, but we're doing quick readings, and this is my fourth, I believe it's my fourth time here. So I'm excited. I'm comfortable by now. You know, I'm comfortable with Dave and being here and stuff. So, yeah, we should have fun. Looking forward
to
it.
That sounds good.
I'm ready.
Well, we've got 19 callers on the line, Dave. Do you want to get started?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of them. So, you know, I'm not as much
for
speed as I am for quality, you know, and obviously,
right.
Because, you know, that's what we do, right? So, yeah, we'll take
absolutely.
It one by one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and just to let folks know, when I have a show like this, you really need to call in as close to 7:15 as possible if you want to be guaranteed a reading. And I know that is probably hard for some of you to conceive of, but we do have a lot of callers on the line. And please take your time, Dace. You know, there's no hurry. We're not going to get to everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So our first caller is Donna, and let me come to Donna and bring her live. And Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you. And hi, David.
Hi, Donna.
How
are
you?
I'm good. What?
So,
go ahead.
Do you want me to ask a question or?
Yeah, well, let me tell you the first thing that I heard, and just, you know, don't just keep it out there in the back of your mind. But whenever I write down people's names, sometimes I see things. And the first thing I seen was I turned Donna turned into Romano, like Romano cheese.
Oh.
So I'm getting this kind of like whole Italian accent type of thing going. So if that makes any sense, let me know. But if not, what can I help you with, Donna?
Oh, that's interesting because I want to know about my love life. I'd like to meet a fellow, get married, and I like Italian men too. So maybe you're picking up on the guy that's coming in.
You never know. You never know. It could be an Italian guy. So how this works for me is sometimes it ends up just being looking at how we're kind of stopping ourselves from getting to that point. You know, and that's a little bit different than, you know, I see a person or sometimes you can tell their age and things like that. But I kind of find that, quite frankly, Donna, I've never seen those readings come true. I just haven't. I never have. And I really believe that stuff like that's all up to us. But we'll take a look and I'll tell you what I see. Okay, hang on. I'm not going to do reverse. I'm not going to do reverse cards. Okay, let's take a look. I'm going to say something to you, and I'm not sure if you're going to like it, but I'm pretty straight up. Listen to this. This is what I see. This is the biggest obstacle I see for you, okay? I see you're very caring, you're very loving. You know, you're very caring, you're very loving. You're very willing to put yourself out there and stuff like that, right? Not, you know, but for some reason, this is saying that you're attracted to men who are stubborn in love. They're stubborn. Do you get that? Is that like an Italian?
Well,
I don't know. What?
I don't know. The last relationship I was in, he kind of wanted his way all the time and he'd throw a little tantrum here and there if he didn't get his way. So it was kind of childish, but yeah.
Yeah.
But he was
it's
wonderful.
Saying that you're
he
kind
was
of,
wonderful, though.
It's saying that, and then the Fool card comes up. So it's not that you're a fool, but it's saying that this is a person who's just starting out on this journey. So what I'm thinking is, and what I'm feeling is, if you were to just you already know how to deal with people like that, but try to eliminate that from like any future possibility relationships, but because it's saying that there's something about it that you're attracted to, okay? So this is talking about a previous relationship and things like that. And sometimes, a lot of times actually, that's what draws us into another relationship. Things that have happened from past relationships, you know, even though we don't like to admit it, it's true. It does. Okay. So that's what I think. I think that if you kind of stay away from that type of person, anybody who's kind of stubborn in love and things like that, that's not going to draw you in some way, because it maybe because they're very charming and manipulative. I don't know how that they would do it with you. I know how it's done with me, but stay away from that, and you would increase your possibilities like tenfold, okay? And if I had to give a time frame, I would say about a summer, because they're all cups cards, and that's summertime. If I had to give a guess on time, that's what I think. Because the Fool card, the way the Fool card is facing is it's facing towards the stubborn man. He's looking at him in that direction. So that's how I know that's who he's talking about, okay? And that's what I think.
Okay, I'll stay away from stubborn men. Just get my way then.
And maybe that's exactly what and maybe that's exactly what you should be doing. Stop giving your energy and your love to stubborn men who probably don't even deserve it, and ask more for yourself. That could really end up being the silver lining or the bigger picture. I like that. It makes sense. And you're the one who recognized it. So bravo.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it, Tana. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
Good night, hon.
Night.
Okay, just to let folks know, I've only talked to four people, and I will get to all four of you. And everybody else is in the running, and so to speak. So just be patient, please. Our next caller is Michelle. And Michelle, you're live.
Thanks, David. Hi, David.
Sure.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Do you want me to ask my question or just wait a minute for you?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready. Let me tell you what I see real quick. I'll tell you what I see real quick. When I write your name, I see like a neon sign in light, and I like pizzazz, kind of like pop in, big, bright, stuff like that. So I just want to tell you real quick. This might relate to your question, so we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm contracting at the company I'm with right now, which I've been okay with. I'm curious if you see me ending up full-time early in next year, that kind of thing, because I finally want a permanent job. Yeah.
How long have you been there now?
Thank you. It'll be a year in January, actually.
Good. Okay, good. I like it. Well, we're going to look at the cards, but I like it. Because when I see this whole big, like your name up in neon, I really like that.
Oh, okay.
And that's exciting because you start thinking of Vegas and neon lights. So it's really, really good, exciting energy.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I hear is, you know something, Dave? This is a lot like a small business, because you've probably heard that before. If you can survive a year in small business, where you have that cycle, that turnaround cycle for the money and the funds, you're probably gonna make it. And and these are little clues that kind of psychics do, you know, hear these little things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're just little analogies, but they're really good confirmation. But let's take a look. Ooh, I like it. Okay. I'm actually recording this right now, and I'm gonna have it on my website later.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I really like it. I like it. It says there's lots. It basically says you're just kind of waiting for your ship to come in.
Yeah.
So I like it a lot. And you have the Five of Cups, Six of Cups. And, you know, you're not only willing to kind of be able to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, but there are people who are going to be willing to listen and accept it.
Yeah,
it looks very good. It looks very promising. And then the last card is the Sun card, which I love this card because I have it right in my website, right in the when you first go to it, because it's amazing. The sun's bright. There's a child on it, childish energy. It's all about exuberance and thrill. All of that, like I've seen, like the sign, like the pizzazz and the popping. So I think it's going to go really good. I do.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Now, sometimes people will ask it in a different way. Like sometimes they'll say, What would be my biggest obstacle in my career going forward? So that's also another way you could do it, where you could see where the obstacles are that would help you just to improve. So, but you asked it a little differently. But I'm saying you can look at it the exact same way, you know. So
yeah,
okay. But I like it. I think it's going to be one of those things you're going to get out of it what you put into it. That's what I keep on hearing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you have no interest in switching jobs, do you? It sounds like you're happy there. Or were you looking for another job?
Oh, no, I'm super happy here. I feel like this is where I'm
okay,
going.
Okay, yeah, I thought that.
Yeah.
I thought that. Well, listen, if you got a minute, look up the Rider-Waite Smith tarot deck and look up the card, the Sun, and you're going to go,
okay.
Wow, I wish I was there right now. Yeah, you'll love it. It's called the Sun. That's the name of the card.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome. Actually, I should have just put
Thanks
it up
for
to the
show.
Thank you, David.
I should have put it up to the camera. You're welcome. You're welcome, Michelle. My pleasure.
<Here's Rob. laughs>
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Miranda is next. Miranda, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, David. Hi. Thank you, David. And hi, David.
I know. It's always a yeah. What's
David.
Going on? What can I help you with?
Let's see. This is just like a general reading, whatever the cards have to say, like what's coming up for me in the next couple of months.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you what I see real quick. And when I wrote your name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote your name, I kind of like scribbled over the top of it, and it almost looked like it was like two hooks, okay? I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Wow, I kind of feel like I'm being grabbed, you know, like something trying to snare me or snag me. And then below it, I started doodling, and I wrote, it looks like a teapot. And I feel like steam is building up. Like is there an issue or a situation where it's slowly something slowly building up steam inside of you? Do you understand that? You can say no.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
that's okay.
I guess on some level, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, not steam in an angry way, like some, you know, like something's gonna
sure.
explode, but something simmering. Like yeah, I would. Yeah, there's just different
it's been
stuff
going,
that I'm.
It's
yeah,
been going
yeah.
on for a long time, probably. This okay.
Yeah.
Well, that might be what shows in the cards, but let's take a look.
Let's
so,
sure.
So Miranda, could you just rephrase your question for me, please?
I'd like to know what's in store for me for the remainder of like 2019. We have like a few weeks left, like I'd say about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. All right, so I'm gonna switch cards to the Oracle deck. Okay. Okay. Nice. Okay, awesome. Okay, this is what I got. It's awesome too. It's really, really good. Okay, so this is saying this is talking about a new beginning. Okay, so it could be the career, whatever it is in your life, but look, it's talking about a new beginning, it's talking about the throat chakra, and it's talking about material harvest. So I don't know what it is that you do for a living, but if you can do something where you're using your voice and you're communicating and you're talking, a lot of times this is like radio announcers or anchorman or anchor, stuff like that. It's saying that so your throat chakra is probably a little... clogged. You probably have to clear that up a little bit, but it's
mm-hmm.
talking about for you for it to have a nice new beginning. It's all about expression, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what I was seeing here. This whatever it is that there's something that's slowly building up. It's just something
mm-hmm.
that I feel like you really, really got to talk about. It doesn't mean that it's something negative. It doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that. It means hey, I'm looking for you know you could talk. Maybe you should really be open with your best friend and talk about a man that maybe it is that you really, really want. So it's, you know, it's not always negative, right? People tend to run towards a negative. But it's saying that the best thing for you is to really feel like you're getting a new beginning out of this. And we go back to the question. So, and I like this because we're talking about a New Year's resolution. Let's think
mm-hmm.
about it, right? You said the rest of the year. Well, the year is almost over. So I think this is about the new year, a new beginning, and a new New Year's resolution in order to really feel like you're going to be prosperous and and get what it is, you're going to get some kind of reward for your hard work, and you're going to have a harvest. So I think this is more about a new lifestyle, okay, and looking at things maybe a little bit differently. And I don't, I think it'll be difficult if you don't do that without talking about it. Because the throat chakra, you can look up the throat chakra if you're not familiar with it, what it does, and what it does when it's not operating properly. I can't go into that now. Like if we were at a talking outside, I could definitely do that for you. But it's all about communication. It could be communication over the internet, talking. Normally it's about actually talking though, because it's the vibration from the vocal cords and all these other things start going on. So that's what I think, Miranda. I think it's going to be, and it will be a new beginning if you, you know, chose to go that way. So I hope it makes sense.
It does, yeah.
But that's what I think. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Miranda.
Thank you both.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Miranda.
Bye-bye.
Good night, hon.
Good night.
Okay, our next caller is Trish. And Trish, you're live.
Hi, Trish.
Can you hear me, Trish? Okay, we'll come back to you, Trish. All right.
I seen angels. When I seen her, I seen angels. I looked over here, I heard, which is where normally the direction I hear them from. Okay. All right. Yeah,
well,
Dave.
Let me try it one more time. Trish, if you are muted, please unmute yourself. I'm coming back to you again. Trish, can you hear me?
No.
Okay. All right. We tried. Okay, area code 205. You're the next caller. What is your first name, please?
Hi, thank you. Thank you both, David and David, for taking my call. My first name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. And my question, David, is pretty much like, I guess, the last caller. I just want to know what you see for me for the rest of this year going into the new year.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
Because I'm writing something down here. You're welcome. Okay. What I see real quick is, okay, this is talking about like occupying more of your time doing something and making something. Actually, I don't know if you've ever seen the little tiles. They're like little square tiles, and they're different colors. And people would arrange them, and they would actually make like mosaics. And so I don't know what that's about. Maybe we'll find out here. So let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. Okay, yeah, we're going to use John Holland's psychic tarot again. Okay. Patricia, okay. I don't need these two. Okay, let's see. Keep on snapping. I'm like, I hear money, right? And that's money.
Great.
That's a sign of money. Yeah. I wish you could see me right now. He's like, yeah. So, but next time, me and Dave were talking. Next time, I'm actually going to be able to embed this in my webpage, and you guys can be watching at the same time. Maybe I was wrong about. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Maybe I was wrong about Trish. It might be you. Hang on. Okay. I'll tell you what I hear. I hear and what I see is, one, I don't know what was going on when you were 13, but this is, do you have an angel connection? Do you believe in angels?
Oh, yes, definitely. I love angels. I love God. I love
what happened when you were,
the sex.
What happened when you were 13? Do you remember what happened when you were 13, Patricia?
I don't recall.
That's okay. That's okay if you don't. Well, that's when I see they first came in. Okay, that's when I seen they first came in. So, and this was a hard time when you're at, in your life when you were 13. And because you're, and what I really like is it's saying that it's really a passion inside of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After seeing all that, and after I see, and then the truth cloud comes up, so you're all about the truth and justice and the scales, and you're very ethical, you're very honest, you know, you speak up for what you believe in,
yes.
And you don't expect much, maybe just a little recognition and reward. That's the sense, like that's all you ever require, okay?
Yes.
And I, you understand that?
Yes. Yes, okay. David.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you another question. Was there a difficult time between 13 and 15? I mean, you, this is like, this would be really difficult, like really, really difficult. Like
yes,
drugs, alcoholism, something like that. Abuse.
No. No,
okay.
Not drugs or alcoholism or anything. Now when I think about that age, I think about the time when my father, bless his soul, he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a part of my life. He lived in another state, and I think I can remember just acting out.
Acting out, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I thinking that my mom would send me there to live with him because I missed him so much. And I do remember that was the age because it was between the eighth and the ninth. I was in the eighth or between ending elementary and starting high school. And I really act out thinking, okay, if I just act out really, really bad, she'll send
yeah.
me. But she never did. And, of course.
And you tested her, too. You tested her big time.
Yes, I did.
I know you did.
Majorly, yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, now I'm kind of lost in the question. But that, well, that's what I see coming up. You being more, if you wanted to, obviously. But it's talking about you being more involved with them. And I keep on hearing during your dream state, okay, like that's when they could really, you could really play a bigger role with them, and they could play a bigger
mm-hmm.
role with you, okay. And when I see when they
father,
first came out, you're like,
is it my father? Because my mother is still amongst the living; she's still alive. It's my dad who has crossed over. So
a heart attack? Got a problem with his heart?
Diabetes. Yes, heart attack
okay.
did. Yes, yes, yes.
It did, yeah.
Yes.
I just made a
yes.
symbol of a heart with my hands. Okay. He didn't have any children. How many? Okay, all right. Okay, hang on a second real quick. I just want to take another minute with this. Okay.
Okay.
I hear that he had one more child, but then I heard he didn't. Okay. How many do you have any? You don't have any sisters or brothers?
Yes, it's four of us. Four.
Okay, why is he showing me one other? He wasn't like married twice or anything.
Okay, he was. Yes, he was married
other.
To my mother. It's another outside. So there's a stepbrother. If he means
okay.
that one
okay.
more.
Yeah, he's just
so
saying one more.
Five.
Okay, and I see a man in a hospital bed, big guy. Big guy.
Yes. Yes.
Really, really big. Like real, like not big fat, like big, really like healthy, big, right?
Yeah. He was like 6'5". He was a
I know he's
big
a,
man. Yeah.
He is. Because he's leading, I see someone leaning over the hospital bed and like the his shirt is open. He's kind of showing me his heart, like, are you kidding me? Like this happened to me, you know? And that's I'm like, wow, yeah, because this is a big guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know it's not a whole lot, but I hope it, at least it's a little way that he kind of stepped in real quick and said hi. But I don't feel like he's really talkative right now. I don't. He and yeah, I just don't. I don't think we're gonna be able to go any further with that. But I wanted to tell you
okay.
I've seen that. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. And I hope you get back to working with the angels because it's saying that you're really you have this Actually, it's a spiritual union card. I mean, you can't get more clearer than that. Spiritual union. And I just wish it's... I just don't like when I can't just hold the card up and show the person. So that's what I think. And that's what I think is going to be part of your new year coming up. And if you have some issues you need some help with, just say, hey, I need your help and help with me when I'm dreaming, you know, when I'm sleeping. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be there for you. I mean, they are for everybody,
thank
but I think
you.
That you're more familiar with how to invoke them is what I mean than most people. Okay, Patricia?
Thank you, David. That was wonderful. That was great. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much. Thank you,
you're
David.
Thanks for calling in, Patricia.
Yes,
yeah, you're welcome.
You
God bless you.
Thanks. God
thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless.
She's sweet. Very sweet. Okay, area code 941. You're next. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hi. Fine. I have a question. I'm about to sign a lease for a new office I finally found. Can you tell me how you see my business? Because I work for myself. Do you see me being productive there and growing and, you know, all the good stuff?
Yeah. Hang on a second. What? Can I get your name again, please?
Carla.
Carla. Yeah. So is that with a K or a C?
A C.
C. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. I remember a call very similar to this before about a woman had asked about an office space she was renting. I don't know. It might have been you. This was a couple
of
years ago.
I've been out of an office space for, gosh, almost 6 months now, and I just found one.
Okay, so your question is, how will this office space work out? Will it work out or will
yep.
it not work out, and why? Okay, okay. Yeah, well, what I do when I do that is I actually shuffle them, and then I split them. And I do, I basically do no on the left and right on the right, so I can tell. And you want them to kind of be a happy medium, you know, it's like, it's okay to be no, but it still looks good, stuff like that, so. Okay, so you haven't moved in yet, you said, right?
No, I made it for the 1st of December.
Okay, on the no side, we already got seeing the light, so that's really, really good. On the yes side, it's saying that it's going to help you to make, hang on, it's going to help, it actually is going to be less of a sacrifice than the other one was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to help you towards your patience and planning, so that tells me that it's probably going to be long-term,
mm-hmm.
which is good. Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, good. Yeah, it all looks good. Hang on, let me
good.
Take a look. Hold on. It's saying that you're going to be spending a lot more time there, but there's something about it. And, you know, this could be like a ley line thing where the building's located, or like energy centers, and if a lot of people believe in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying somehow it's going to help you with your crown chakra, which
okay.
is, you know, it's kind of like communicating with like directly with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than the third eye and being a clairvoyant. It's kind of like that step up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what's going on there unless you have your own practice.
Part
and you're
of the
psychic.
Awakening, yes.
Yeah, probably awakening, exactly. So I like it. I like it a lot.
The
no part, is this just a further travel? Will it be a further travel for you?
No.
Okay. That's good, because even it's saying travel, and even that's on the note.
Oh, because that was my next question was, because I'm, besides my work that I do,
mm-hmm.
I do healing and massage, but I also teach a lot, and I know I need to get more into teaching, and I've always been told from my guides and from others that I'm going to start teaching and traveling, and this group is not even what I do. They're more of psychologists and all that kind of stuff, and they deal more
uh-huh.
on a mind-body-spirit level than giving medicine level, and they teach. Do you think
well, you
this
know what's
is
interesting.
Where...
You know what's interesting is right the card right below, I just put it up to the camera, the card right below the crown chakra is a lady holding a book open.
Uh-huh.
She's holding an open book. She's on her knees holding an open book, and a card. But the card is solitude. But sometimes, you know, because I read the Lenormand, so because I read the Lenormand, it's kind of the same thing. It's just like it's an in your face kind of thing. So yeah, that's pretty possible too. That is.
Okay.
And you know, it's saying it's like less of a sacrifice. And but this means a lot of things. It could also mean like finally, like you said, the awakening, but less of a sacrifice, because sometimes it's more of a burden to hold it in and not use it, because it's such a natural process that can be difficult. But yeah, that's a possibility. Well, it's just saying that you're gonna have more solitude there, but at the same time, it's a woman with a book wide open. So you know, sometimes that's how this stuff works. And I was gonna, like I said, unless you're a psychic practice. But you are in the field of spiritualism and all this color kind of stuff, so you know
what
I'm talking about.
I do psychic work too.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good,
yeah.
good. I like it a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I had a really good feeling when I went in there, and I spent mm-hmm. over an hour just talking to the owner. He's a psychologist, and I even got him to go down over $200 off the room. I mean, he was very, very generous. So I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, it
awesome.
Was different than what I am used to. I was used to of all the bad landlords that I've had. So
right. Yeah, and that higher vibration is going to help you with your vibration. You know, it's kind of like when you're working with professionals, you get more professionals. You know, and mm-hmm. it's just kind of like all about that natural process with the vibration and the frequency and all that kind of stuff. So good for you. It looks really good. I like it. It looks really promising.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling, Carla.
So.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 612. You're next. What is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. What's your first name?
Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
What can I help you with today? Sure. If you have a question, is there something in your mind?
I was wondering if you see me with anyone romantically this year, like a love interest.
Okay. Hang on a second. All right. Let's take a look. We know this year is almost over, so I can look. I feel really, really good looking up to at least 6 months. For me, a year is really, really pushing it. But let's see, because, you know, this year is almost over, but let's see. No, I think that there might be a couple of people who are going to be walking away, okay? But I like it because this card talks about you being in your power again and stuff like that. But that one just popped out, so I had to look at it, Christiana. Well, let's see.
Okay.
Like, basically, like, I'm not taking no more crap. That's basically what it said. You know, that when the rubber meets the road here. Bring it down the street level for you. Let's take a look. Okay, all right. Oh, I actually like it. I really like it. Very interesting. Yeah, I think there is. I wouldn't say, you know, like by the end of the year or anything like that, but the Knight of Cups, you know, that's like a Prince Charming and stuff like that. And it's just saying that it'll mm-hmm. come in the form of like some kind of contact with money. So this would be someone that you would have some type of exchange of money with. You know, I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, it's going to, like, something's going to ferment out of it and stuff, but yeah, there's a chance. So this could, because what it's saying is it could be somebody that you might already be in contact with, but you just quite don't know it. But if it were to happen, and it's a good possibility, you know, Because the fact is, it's probably already, this is what's going on, it's probably already happening, but you're just kind of not realizing it in some way, okay? But it'll be, somehow it'll be, have some type of exchange to do with money. And that's really the best I could say. But, the year is short, too. There's like a month and a half left. Okay? But, so if you have any exchanges with money and finances, and this could be actually like physical money, it could be somebody you meet in a supermarket. Somebody says, hey, you dropped this, right?
Well,
something like that, you know?
I did lend someone some money.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like this person?
I am trying to actually leave
him,
though.
Oh, you're trying to leave him?
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right, hang on a sec. Well, I think it's just talking about you still being in this love relationship in some way. So that's what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
But, so it's just saying, so in other words, what this is saying is, if you had said goodbye to him, like, I'm not talking to you again or whatever, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You will be in contact with him again. So I think he'll probably be popping in and out. Okay. So that's probably what that's about. So I don't know what, the latest conversation has been, but he's not out of the picture yet, if that helps at all. But that's what I see. Okay.
Okay.
I know it's not terrific news, but I'm only looking out like a month, like 2 months, maybe, 3 months. So that's not too far either, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Christiana. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Okay. I have three callers from area code 917. The first one has a phone number that starts with 376. And you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Ellen.
Ellen, hi there. How are you?
Hi. Terrific. It's so easy to talk to the two of you. You're both Davids.
Yeah, I know. Right. We need to come up with something. I think people are going to have to call me Dace or something. Yeah. But it's fun. We enjoy it, me and Dave. It's like double recognition.
Okay,
there
yes.
There you go.
So what can I help you with today?
David, just give me a general reading. Whatever you pick up would be fine.
Okay. Hang on a second. I'll just doodle in here real quick. Okay. We've talked quite a few times. I'm right. Let's see. Well, I tell you, I kept on seeing... I think I'm seeing money. Hold on. So much of the cards, though. And I don't often see money. Huh. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, we don't need those. Let's check them out. You interested in angels also?
Yes.
I see that. All right, hang on. It's amazing the number of people are interested in angels, which is really awesome. Okay. You know, everything that I hear about this is, it's just screaming at me, be happy where you're at. Okay. And it's almost like you don't even have to go soul searching anymore. It's just to say that you've already accomplished. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but okay. Hold on. Well, okay, this is what I think. So this is more like a spiritual, like kind of like psychological reading type of stuff, which I kind of do. And what I'm getting from this, I'm seeing lots of angel stuff, okay? It's talking about your family. It's talking about being very happy. In your family, within your family, okay? And when I was writing down your name, I absolutely seen money. I don't know where that's coming from, but I seen some money. And I seen you extending yourself out more to family. Do you understand that?
Well, I hear what you're saying. I'm just trying to figure out how it would fit in my life. Right now, I can't think of it, but it might come to me.
Well, maybe it's a way, just a way, because look, sometimes somebody asks us a question, but they don't always recognize the form in which they're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's hard to understand. And that's when sometimes people come back and go, you know, your prediction didn't come true. You know, so there's like a fine line. It could happen in lots of different ways. It may not always come in the form of a person, but I'll tell you what I feel. I just feel very content. I feel like I have a very happy family, very loving. And I just feel like I should kind of get out there. I feel like I should be drawn towards them more. I should be more involved. That's what I think. And I don't know if it's going to play. It's probably the whole holiday thing coming up.
Oh, so yeah.
I don't know if you have some reservations about, you know, someone may ask you to visit or someone you might not want to visit with some old issues and stuff. But the angels are definitely involved with this, so they can give you more messages, and they probably will if it's really, really important. But that's what I think. I know it's not really informative, but, you know, you just... That's what I think. I think it's going to be playing a role really soon. You being drawn more into family.
Okay.
Extended family.
I could see that. Yes. Okay. Wonderful.
So maybe
thank
somebody's
you,
coming
David.
To town. You're welcome.
And thank you,
Ellen,
David.
Ellen, it's
too.
Nice to hear your voice.
Good to see, talk to you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless.
That happens a lot on the holidays because you got people get those questions. You know, you got like, people like showing up on it everywhere. So, okay, let's do this. I'm ready.
All right. Well, we still have a lot of callers on the line, and I'd encourage people to contact Dave Dace at his website, which is on the World Wide Web. It's Dace, DACE53.com, because we're not going to be able to get to all of you, and he is very popular, so please get in touch with him through his website. Area code 561, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. What's going on? What can I help you with today?
Well, finances and job.
Okay. So there's quite a few things. That flight is quite a few things.
Right.
What's at the forefront of your mind? What is it that's kind of bugging you the most right now?
The finances, money.
Finances. Okay. Okay. So let's take a look. So a question like this sometimes, I also ask, which I try to ask with everyone. And again, guys, we're just doing like three to four cards. What is it that I need to know the most right now? And I also ask that with every question that's asked. At least I try to get that in there too. So, let's see. I'll tell you what, the magician card just popped out, which says that you got some skills, which I don't even know if you're aware of, but you do. Like psychic stuff, because whenever the magician comes out, it's a psychic. Let's see. Do one more. Hold on. Okay. Is there anything going on? Will you have an involvement concerning finances with the Justice Department?
No.
Understand that? Yeah, like child support, alimony, stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? No. Okay.
Well, it's in there, but it's been dead for 20 years. Nothing ever came about it.
It never got resolved? Or did you just give up on it? What does the difference?
I didn't give up. I complied, but I never got anything.
But there was there a determination found that you wouldn't, or it just
no.
Was it just kind of Go ahead.
I guess he was just floating around in the system, and they're not able to snatch him, I guess. He avoided everything.
Yeah, I know. But people, they can't run for too long. They got a social security number.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I hear. You can't hide unless you change your social security number. That's where I see finances. I know, obviously, that's not something that's immediate. But, again, this is long-term because, you know, I see that it's been hard. I mean, for, like, the past 10 months. It's been a while. It's been a long time. It's been really hard. I know. And a lot of it's with no fault of your own either. Like, you know, it's been pretty bad. And one thing it talks about it in order to get finances, it's going to be something that's really, it's going to have to be something that's really, really new to you. So it might be something that feels uncomfortable, but I wouldn't keep on looking in the same places I've been looking. So you're going to have to really have to start thinking outside the box because I don't, in different traditional ways, because otherwise I don't think it's going to happen. But I see the justice system, and I see some other destructive cards. But when we go back to the question, and the question is, when are my finances going to improve? If you could get the justice system involved, so I would go back after this person. I know it's not immediate, right? But which kind of stinks. I understand that. But in the long run, you know, something could be worked out. Let's say even 5-6 months from now. Okay, one day you get a phone call in the summertime. We found him. He's locked up or whatever. I get it. I understand all this stuff. You know, that's what it's saying. Okay. Besides that, as far as just job-wise, I would look for something that's kind of like totally different that you wouldn't even think that you would like. And that would also offer some possibilities because I don't think you're exploring those. Okay. You'd like me do that? Yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? So don't limit yourself is what it's saying. And if you're playing any kind of games in your head, like I'm not smart enough, I'm not fast enough, don't beat yourself up. Don't do that. Because you know what? You're just doing the same thing that people have been doing to you for the past 10 months. So why do that? Don't do that to yourself. You know? It's like they say, why would you let somebody live rent-free in your mind? Of course not. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing. It's like you're renting out bad property to yourself. So try not to do that. And I think in the long run, this could come true and this could get you some money. Okay? IRS just takes their taxes. I mean, it can happen. So I would look into that. I think it'd be worth some investment in time. Okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And that's what I see for you, okay? Go for it. Go for it. You got nothing to lose. If you don't do it, the answer's already no. Just check into it because time changes everything. You know, he's probably gone through 3 jobs or whatever. And I think they'll get him. So I wish you the best with that. I would do it. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Stacy. Yeah.
Welcome, Stacy.
Best wishes to you.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 708. You're live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara, and hello, David.
Hello,
Barbara's
Barbara.
Barbara's got it figured out. Hey, Barbara.
I would like
What's
to know
going
what,
on?
I would like to know what you see for the end of this year and of next year, please.
Okay, hang on. Did you say the end of this year and the end of next year?
Well, and into next year. I shouldn't say the end of next year.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get that right. I'm like, huh, that's... All right, let's take a look. Yeah, we'll stick with this deck, the Right Away deck. Okay, let's see. I'm going to shuffle them a little more. Actually, I have 2 of the same decks, Dave. And what I should have been doing is going from one to the other, but... I mean, just the energy in these have been so good. I've just stuck with them. So,
why not?
Why not? Hey, whatever works, right? I mean, they're all warmed up now.
Right.
Okay, hang on. You know, I keep on seeing and hearing for you, Barbara, that there are hidden opportunities that you're afraid to look for. because I'm like looking through my cards here, and I have to pick to the bottom of them, but I'm just don't quite want to do it. Let's see. Okay. Let's do one more. Okay. I like it. I see that you're going to be giving up a lot of, a lot of old ways that really cause you to keep yourself down. And when I say down, it's a man laying on the ground with 10 swords in his back. It's a 10 of swords. So this is a move away from lots of self-defeating actions that you might do. Whereas before you were just stubborn about not wanting to change these things. So just like by some, destructive behavior or people in your life. This could be people in your life too. And I just see you doing away with them and not even being stubborn about it. Like, you know what? Like, finally the time has come. And this is talking about possibly younger people, much younger people, and something to do in the form of love. Okay? So, I'm going to get back. You understand that?
In the form of love? Younger people, yeah. The love, I'm not so sure about.
Well, I'm saying that normally it's just someone that you've been in a relationship with or have a relationship with or stuff like that. So, lots of times it's families. It could also be business partners and stuff too, but I see you just a kind of like a new flame being lit, a new desire and just a brand new spark. I don't know what it's for, but I really feel like it's about getting these people, pushing these people out of your life. Not hard, I take a hike, but getting the people that have kept you down.
You're
for
just
such
not
a long
available
time.
For them.
Yeah, I don't know what form that might take, but I think that's really going to help you into a really better new year next year. And things that you were just stubborn about doing before that you just, you're no longer going to do it. And you're just going to change some of those things. So that's what I see.
Well,
and again, it's definitely young people.
Thank you, because I was thinking of working with young people with animals. So thank you very much.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Good, Barbara. You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, that works out.
God bless, hon.
Same to you, dear.
Well, thank you.
And you know
thank
what?
You,
you know what
I
makes
mean,
you nervous? You're sitting there. Go ahead, Dave.
No. You go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and sometimes, sometimes I do actually do readings, like they'll send me questions and stuff, and I'll do a reading and I make a YouTube video. I upload it to YouTube, and then I send them the link. It's a private link, and they can go back and watch it and stuff. But, it's all the same kind of thing. Sometimes you're sitting there, you're biting your nails, right? And I'm waiting for their response the next day. And even after doing it for years, I still do it. And they'll sit there, and they don't say anything. And you're giving a reading, and they're quiet. And you're like, this doesn't – I'm hoping this makes sense. I say that for newbie readers – it really never changes, and that's good because you don't really ever want to assume that you know what you're talking about anyway, and you have to have that openness. So that
that's
was just
true.
Like the tarot 101 tip, Yeah.
Very
okay,
true.
You got it. It's all yours.
Yes.
And very hard.
I was just
going to
say we've run out of time, and we still have 11 callers on the line, so please contact.
Well, go to my website.
Dace53.com. DACE53.com. It's been a pleasure to have you once again. I thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Always my pleasure, David. Thank you. And to the callers,
and
awesome.
I see I've got you
thank
down
you.
For March. Yeah. I'll look forward to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we got you.
So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless everybody.